East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
Police say they've nabbed just over 16,000 people nationwide so far this year. They were arrested during Operation Shanela activities between the 29th of December last year and yesterday. At the forefront of the seven-day clampdown were alcohol-related offences. National Police spokesperson Amanda van Wyk says 939 suspects were arrested for illegally dealing in liquor, while almost 2,000 motorists were taken into custody for driving under the influence of alcohol.
The operation also saw 997 suspects arrested for contravening the Immigration Act, 135 for murder, 181 for rape, 81 suspects arrested for illegal possession of firearms, 50 for the possession of explosives, and 396 for possession of dangerous weapons.
The South African Petroleum Retailers Association is urging motorists to plan ahead as significant fuel price reductions take effect from Wednesday. This includes maintaining their vehicles for maximum fuel efficiency and remaining informed about future price movements. SAPRA National spokesperson Henry van der Merwe says the reductions offer much needed economic relief.
This fuel price decrease is a very welcome start to the year. Fuel is a key input cost across the economy. So lower prices don't only help motorists, they also reduce transport, logistics and production costs. The sharp drop in diesel is particularly important for agricultural, freight and manufacturing, and it should help ease pressure on consumer prices.
And International Relations Minister Ronald Lamola says the world cannot afford to slide back to a post-World War I order with no rules. Lamola was speaking ahead of a UN Security Council meeting on the United States' invasion of Venezuela and the capture of President Nicolas Maduro and his wife. They are being held at the Metropolitan Detention Center in New York and are expected to appear in court today. Donald Trump says the U.S. will run Venezuela until what he calls a proper transition of power, raising serious questions about international law. South Africa's called the military raid a violation of the United Nations Charter. Lamola says South Africa is expecting a progressive Security Council meeting today.
The fact that this issue will be ventilated at the UN Security Council, the whole world will know what happened, how did it happen, and this will enable the people of the world to act in unison and in solidarity, because they will now know the facts, they will know exactly how the world must move on. So it is important, even if the issue is vetoed, but the facts that will be public, will be transparent, is a very important persuasive force that the world will continue to be able to engage on.
At the same time, oil prices dipped today after Maduro's capture, raising expectations that more crude could reach global markets. Your top story this hour. Police say they've nabbed just over 16,000 people nationwide so far this new year. Find more news at ecr.co.za under the News and Traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.